time.
Advent is our God. How great is His love. He's the greatest love that ever was had. In all thy waters, all the mighty red sea, on His head I believe.
Shall we be on our feet as we open our Bible to the book of Genesis? Chapter
18.
Genesis chapter 18, we read verse 14. We read the first 8 words in that verse, which is a question. Verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? May the Lord Jesus add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His perfect word. You can please be seated. That's very good. I got the direct answer from the audience. Once again this morning, by the grace of God, we want to speak to the redeemables. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, the redeemable believe that God can do all things. Abraham said, We preach healing. As if it is for everybody. But we know that all will not be healed by divinely. We preach salvation. As if it is for everybody. But we know that it is not all that will be saved. But as for me, the Lord Jesus Christ saved my soul. That is why I have the grace and the opportunity to stand before the redeemed of the Lord. God bless you. And if you are not saved yet, believe the Lord. In this meeting, that God will grant unto you glorious salvation. If you are trusting the Lord for healing, trust the Lord that your coming here will not be in vain. Praise ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I want to read that sermon. Rabban preached that sermon
1960,
March on the 28th. And I want to read from paragraph 15. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? If the people on the projector can quickly get it. But while we are waiting for them, let me continue reading. Okay, thank you. From paragraph 15. Yes, God bless you. And now, we see in the first part of this chapter, Abraham was sitting in the door of his tent. And on the real hot day, it must have been a very hot day. Perhaps a lot of complaints had been coming in lately by the herdsmen that the grass was all gone, drying up, and that the cattle was becoming very thin, and also that the water supply was just about all gone. They had found water holes in the land. And as the water got low, they would dig out till they had did they add God down to where the waters were seeping through the rocks? And still the cattle did not have enough water to supply them. You know, sometimes when things are going wrong, dark, we know by nature that is darkest just before day. Many times when we see disastrous thing happening like that, especially to believers, we must bear this in our mind that is Satan trying to block the blessing that is on his road. Remember, the present situation in the country
will
not have allowed us to have this convention. But I believe it's because Satan knew that there is a blessing around the corner for God's children in this convention. Paragraph 18. That was very much so in this case. Satan was trying to tempt them to feel that they had done wrong. And was trying to block the oncoming visitation that God was going to give Abraham and
Sarah.
And we are taught in the scriptures that all things work together for good to them that love God. No matter how bad it seems, remember, it has to be working for your good. I'm so glad of that. Satan has been after me all day. So I just believe that there is a blessing in store here in this city somewhere. And I know when he tempts and tries to block out what he's trying to do, get you to disbelieve. The worst thing that you can do is disbelieve God. And as soon as you get a little scared, well, maybe I haven't done this and I haven't done that. Right then, Satan has got that blessing conquered for you. You can't get to it as long as Satan makes you think like that. And perhaps, if we will listen to such thing of temptations like that, and we'll pay attention to them, then it will be that we will miss the blessing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even if Satan, if you have done wrong, there is a provision in the house of the Lord for you to make your wrong right by prayer, by confessing your sin to the Lord. Settle it with the Lord. I want to read. Because if there is doubt in our subconscious, there is no way we can have the blessing. Let me read from Inside Out, Inside Man. 53:12-12. The Inside Man. Okay, God bless you. There is a conscious and a subconscious. It's just like if we start overseas by the ship, and there is a man setting up here. He is the one who gives the order. The man goes down in the ship to run the ship down here, another man. Where he don't see where he is going.
But he
just take order from the one up.
Where now?
He says, the one up says, steer to the left or to the right, or give this engine more and that. Whatever it is, he just was by order. The one down was by order. But way down in the midst of us, way down in the midst of us, here in our heart, is the subconscious. And it takes order from up here. Well, now, you have heard me on the platform many times, no doubt. I was just hearing the tape from Onsboro meeting the other day about a person who was crippled, was healed. And how it was speaking, how the Holy Spirit speaking. Now up here, this conscious come up to the platform. Brother Abraham, praise the Lord. I have faith. But right down there, in that other little conscious said, the other subconscious said, now, you know you haven't. Well, now, if you can get this one and that one in harmony with that one, this one say yes all the time. This one say yes. But way down in there, there is something that a little fellow just see. You want to make it. You want to say yes. But it just down there, that little shadow that may, if don't deal with this little fellow down here very much. He don't deal with this little fellow down here very much. Where you find out he just kind of does the ruling. You see, the one down is the one doing the ruling. So if, after all, he is the one who drives the ship, the one down, he is the one who does the steering, the one might sail a lot. This one might sell a lot, the one up. But this is the guy that does the work down here. So this one right here says, oh yes, I believe that. Or sure I do. Well, if that is right, this and this agree with that when we've got it. It will have to work. But until that does it, well, it just won't work. That's all. Because you got others going this way, and this one goes that way. And there is just pulling your ship on one way, and you don't get out of harbor. You are still out here. And so we just got to get those fellows to agreeing and saying, God is right. This say God is right. This say God is right. Then we move forward. You see, we've got orders. Everything. There is nothing in your way. There is nothing to make you doubt it. All the symptoms you could have. You might go back to the hospital in the morning. They will say where the arm is still stiff. Your cancer is still there. That won't have one speck. That won't fast you a bit. If this and this is agreed, that is faith. Faith does anything. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Let's look at what happened. Brother Branham gave testimony of what happened to him. Okay. In this sermon of the healing of George Carter. Let's look at that quickly. Abraham said, in another sermon, he said he wanted to pray. And he told his mother that, I want to pray. He went to a place to pray. While he was praying, he broke into a vision. And in that vision, he saw a lamb that was caught in a ticket. And that lamb was crying, meh,
meh.
He said, as he hearing the sound of the lamb, he wanted to go and rescue the lamb. As he drew closer to where the lamb was, the
mare
became Memphis.
Milton.
Brabran came to the platform that day or the following day. He said, do anybody know where is Milton?
As
a brother said, it's down there beside my place. So by that he went to Milton and he saw a Baptist church there. He planned to hold a revival in that place. Because the Lord wanted me to go to Milton. It was when he got there, he learned about George Carter. A girl that had tuberculosis and was bedridden for 9 years and 8 months. Brabran prayed for the girl. Brabran said when he got to the girl, he saw his book that the little girl was reading. Little girl was about 17 years old. He said he saw the girl who has been reading his book and she has been praying. The book that Abraham wrote, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So the girl believed. But the parent belonged to a Baptist church that does not belong in divine healing. The father was a deacon there. And it has been said by their pastor that anybody that goes to where Abraham is having meeting will be excommunicated. So
Abraham
went to the girl and prayed for the girl. Nothing happened. Then, as the revival was coming to an end, Abraham said he had a pressure in his heart that he should go and pray. And he went to a mountain, a place, wilderness and that mountain to pray.
Brother George
Wright said that by the time we start ringing the bell, you come back. He said he got to the place where he was to pray. Listen attentively. When he got there, he knelt down and he found out that the green barriers were there choking him. He left that place. He went to another place. It was a rocky place. He cannot lean down there also. He got to another place. The place was steepy. No, steep.
Okay.
He said he could not also pray there. Then he said he left that place, went to another place. He said this place was more, there are more bushes there. Then he knelt to pray. He found out that mosquito was just
whooming
around him. And he said he realized then that this is the devil. He said, "Oh God, have mercy." And he said, he threw up his hands and he started praying. He said, "Let mosquito feed themselves whichever way they want to feed themselves." Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And he said he started praying until he went deep into the prayer. He was praying in the spirit. He didn't notice what was around him anymore. You see, the devil wants to hinder you, even in this service, with a lot of things. If you pay attention to the devil, you might meet your blessing. And may you not meet your blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Many things can come up. Many things can crop up that the devil can bring up that will make you to think that this or that. If you allow that in your heart, Brother Brown said, you will miss the blessing. May that not be our portion. So Brother Brown, he was praying in the spirit. And he got to the point, he said, the pillar of fire came there. And when the pillar of fire came there, he said he saw the light. And the Holy Spirit said, go the way of the carters. The carters, yes. From there, he said, immediately he jumped up. Then, the bells were, the bell had been ringing, he didn't hear the bells. And search teams has gone to search for him. When Brother George Wright, he jumped into the hand of Brother George Wright. He said, Mama has been looking for you to come and take your dinner. Or your supper. He said, there's no supper tonight. He said, Georgie is going to be healed. Praise the Lord. He got to the place. He said, when he got to the testimony of the mother was that the mother of the girl was that when Abraham was about getting to the place, he said the woman saw a shadow on the wall, and that shadow was the picture of the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he looked where, he saw it was like the head of Abraham. Said, what is this? She wanted to run out to go and meet her daughter. That was how Abraham came in. Georgie Carter was bedridden for 9 years and 8 months.
Because
he cannot raise his hand to take cup to throw out his spittle. The legs were thin. Brother Brans, there is no way that girl could have had any way of getting up if not by the power of the Almighty God. Brother Brans said when he got there, he said, Georgie, the Lord Jesus Christ met me, and he's in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up on your feet and stand and be healed. Said that girl, Brother Brans said, I would not have said that if not the Lord saying it. I would not have said that for nothing. Because there is no way the girl will have gotten up with that thin leg. But immediately Barabbas said, the Lord Jesus Christ in you, get up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The girl divinely by the power of God got up. Praise the Lord. Barabbas says, she has not been out of the house for 9 years and 8 months. She went out of the house and was blessing the grasses. Praise the Lord. When the mother saw her, the woman fainted. What is it that God cannot do? There is nothing our God cannot do. There is nothing too hard for the Lord. Whatever it is, may I take you to First King chapter 4. A woman who her husband has served the Lord for years, who died, and the Bible says that the creditors, because the husband was owing money, the creditors wanted to take the two sons that she has for slavery. What did she do? She ran to the prophet of the Lord. I said, prophet of the Lord, remember my husband has served the Lord while he was alive, and now the creditors have come to take away my sons for slavery. What must I do? Please help me. And the servant of the Lord said, what should I do for you? He said, what do you have? He said, I don't have anything save some cruse of oil. He said, good. I believe the prophet of the Lord must have seen a vision. I must have told her, go and borrow cakes, as if to say, not a few. Go into your house, you and your children, shut the door, and pour the oil. When it is full, the woman went and borrowed from her neighbor different kinds of cakes and containers, plenty, and she came into the room, shut the door. When she shut the door, she shut the door against every unbelief. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when she saw the door, she started pouring the oil. As she pours more, one fill up. Pours one, fill up. Pours more, fill up. Pours more, fill up. Pours more, fill up. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
She poured until the whole container was filled up. She told her son, give me more.
He
said, it has finished. And the Bible says they all did what? Stopped. Praise the Lord. She was not selfish. She ran to the prophet. The prophet said, go and sell. Pay your debt, pay your creditors. And you and your sons live on the others. Praise the Lord. See, there's nothing our God cannot do. I don't care what situation you brought to this campground. Our God is equal to the task. Just believe the Lord.
You
see, the only thing that the devil can do us is to make us to disbelieve. May God help us. Before we go into prayer, Abraham said, in the scripture we read, Abraham and Sarah were in the picture. Remember, God gave the promise to Abraham that he's going to have a son through
Sarah.
For 25 years, this never happened until this time. When Abraham said, Satan knew there is going to be a visitation to Abraham and Sarah. And this happened at a time when things were tensed. The grasses were dried up. Waters were not enough. Things were hard for them at this time. Because of that, Mama Sarah started complaining. More money. Say, Abraham, I believe you made the right choice when you ask Lord to choose in the good place, and you stayed here where it is dry. The other time I saw Mrs. Lot. Come and see the hairdos as she did. The caravans were always passed through their place. And even the dress that she put on was done by the Egyptians. Very costly dress. I wish you could see it. You see, but you just stayed here in a dry place.
Brother
Abraham said, because of that, Sarah was awful that day. What did Abraham do? Abraham took his chair and went to sit in the front door of the house,
of the tent.
What was Abraham doing? Abraham must have been praying and was thinking of the great thing that God has done in his life. Count your blessing. When we are going through anything in life, you should remember that the God that did something for you yesterday is able to do more than that today. We are serving a God that changed not. God said, I am the Lord. I changed not. That is why you children of Israel are not consumed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In every situation, whatever happens, we should never take the side. Praise the Lord. Abraham went, I was thinking about the goodness of the Lord to him. What the Lord has done for him. He remembered when the Lord visited him and told him, I am the Almighty. Which in Hebrew language, that is El Shaddai. And Brother Abraham said, El Shaddai means the blessed one. Abraham, at 99 years old, God told him that he should lean on his bosom. Lean on his promises. It is sons and daughters of God are to lean on God's promises. Because it's by the word of God that we can conquer the enemy. In every situation, let us apply the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Abraham was thinking about the Lord.
Abraham
was thinking about what God has done for him. But Abraham taught us, when we are thinking about him, what happens? That is when he appears. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is why we know, as we are here, talking about him, preaching about him, hearing about him, there is a host of heaven that will be here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Do you believe that? There is a host of heaven that will be here to attend to your needs. If you believe, the worst thing you can do to yourself is to believe. If you believe that God's children are here, of course, you remember that all the children of God here are carrying God. Little of God in you, little of God in the other, little of God here, little of God there, makes what?
Mama,
will God turn you down in the situation like this? No, sir. I say no. So Abraham was thinking about the Lord.
Abraham
when he saw three people coming, Brother Abraham said, one of them he called Elohim. What does Elohim mean? The all-sufficient one. That was God Almighty. Brother Abraham said, somebody said, you think that was God? Brother Abraham said, yes, that was God. Because Abraham called him what? Elohim. And the two angels with him. When Abraham saw them, what did he do? He invited them in. Sometimes, like we had yesterday, the Lord Jesus Christ will do as he will pass you by. He's not passing you by. He's waiting for you to call on him. So if you are here and you keep your mouth shut, please don't do that. Satan will come to make you to sleep when something will be said to help you. That is the devil. Satan might even come to make somebody to offend you. Don't look at those things. You be focused so that you don't miss your blessing. Situation can be, Satan can just do something around you that will make you to think, well, does he want it to come to this convention
center?
That is the devil that wants to rob you of your blessing. So, these three men, Abraham invited them.
Abraham,
and he said, my Lord. He didn't say my Lord. Because Abraham had the revelation. The true revelation that this is God and his two angels. But Abraham said, the Spirit of God must have spoken to him that go and meet them. And he knew that this is God. He said, my Lord, why don't you come, sit under the hood, let me wash your leg and give you something to eat and rest a little before you continue on your journey. After they had eaten, they drank. Because you say, God drinking, God drinking, God eating, sure, that was God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
After they are eating and they were satisfied, the Lord said,
Abraham,
as I promise you, you have waited for this promise for many years. He said, I will visit you according to the time of life. And Sarah shall have this son that I promised. It was then Sarah, Brother said, Sarah was eavesdropping. See my husband. I don't know how many people you just entertain. See this one. Me hold. My husband also hold. We have children at this time. And the Lord said, why did Sarah laugh? But Abraham said, even Sarah came out and said she didn't laugh. But Abraham said, God will have killed Sarah there. But because she was part of Abraham, she was part of the promise. That was why God did not kill her. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But Abraham said, because we are part of the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ, because we are part of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of his blood that he shed for us, that is why he will not kill us even when we disbelieve. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But Abraham said, Sarah missed that day because of the way she was hopeful about things that day. But we thank God for Abraham. If not for Abraham, they will have missed the blessing. May you not miss your blessing this meeting. The hosts of heavens are here. The Lord God of hosts is here with us. Because he promised that we are two or three are gathered in my name, there I will be in their midst. And because he's here, all things are possible. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Believe the Lord, friends. Believe the Lord. And you will receive your miracle. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because of our time, we have to pray. You see, Abraham said, even in this sermon, he said,
Abraham,
because he was in spiritual atmosphere. That is why he did not miss the blessing. Abraham said, we should come to church prayed up. He said so in this sermon. He said we should come to church prayed up. Keep yourself in spiritual world atmosphere. That is where it will be impossible for the devil to make you to miss the blessing. Keep yourself what? In spiritual atmosphere. Be prayed up for every service and God will meet with you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That is why we want to pray. This little time, we have to pray. Why don't you commit yourself to the Lord? Let's thank God for the meeting that how he started with us yesterday. And let's commit yourself to the Lord. This morning and evening service, whatever you want the Lord to do for you, why don't you commit it to the Lord? Why don't you pray? Why don't you pray and ask God to help you to have the right discernment of what will be preached? Right discernment. Oh, mercy. Brother Abraham said, our eternal destination does not depend on what we see and what we hear, but the discernment that we have of what we see and what we hear. That God will give you the right discernment of what will be preached. Why don't we commit ourselves unto the Lord? In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed.
Amen.
We are still praying. I want us to thank the Lord Jesus for the journey mercies that he granted unto us yesterday from our various places. And let's thank God for the way he started with us in the meetings yesterday also. Let's commit those that will be coming from their various places today to the camp, that God will grant unto everyone journey mercies. God will avert every evil and wicked plans of the enemy on their ways and bring them down safely. Let's pray that God will help his servants that is going to use today in the main services. God, we anoint them, inspire them, and speak to them, and use them mightily to his glory. That God will wrought his deliverances in the life of his children. God will heal the sick. God will deliver, fill with the Holy Ghost, and refill with the Holy Ghost. That God will do all our needs, that God will grant them to us even today. Shall we take this request to God in prayer? In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed.
Amen.
We have a request here from Sister Dorcas Jesusim. She's thanking the Lord and she wants us to thank the Lord commit her children and her children's children to the hand of the Lord, that what God has started in their lives, God will bring to completion. She wants us to pray for God's provision for the wedding of our daughter that is to take place this year. Oluwa to be Jesus shame. Esther, Oluwa to be Jesus
shame.
She Shall we take the request to God and pray? In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Amen. Let's bow down our heads while I ask Daddy Ade Babala to round up the prayer for us.
Almighty and ever living Father, we are indeed very grateful unto you for the breaking of the day. Thank you for gathering us together in your presence this morning. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for this simple, glorious message of the hour. Lord, we thank you for the sermon this morning. Is anything too hard for the Lord? And we replied, no. You are still the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, O Lord our God. What you did in the past, you are still doing today. And you come to do till you come and take away your people.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you very much for the sermon we had last night, the Redeemables. Oh Lord our God, this sermon come this morning, oh Lord our God, to the redeemables. Oh Lord God Almighty, in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray every heart desires of your people. Oh Lord, anything that looks impossible, you are still God.
Yes,
you are
Lord.
The God of all impossibilities. Amen. And all things are possible to them that believe.
Amen.
Father, may you help our unbelief.
Amen.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray, O Lord, our God in heaven, every heart desires of your people, may they be granted unto them.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Whatever needs your people bring in here, whatever body your people bring in here, O Lord, our God, may they not go by the same they came in, O Lord.
Amen.
In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May you do something special. May you send down, O Lord, the outpouring of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, reviver in our souls, Lord. May you break forth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
May you glorify your name, O Lord. May you raise a standard against the enemy, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Have your way, Heavenly Father. Almighty God in heaven, we pray, O Lord, every wicked plans of the enemy, may you shatter them completely, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, our God, we thank you for your servant. We commit into your hands, O Lord, may you strengthen him, O Lord. Replenish of the virtue that went forth out of him. This morning's service and this evening's services are your hands, O Lord. May you take absolute control.
Amen.
The vessel you are going to use, take man completely out of the way, Lord.
Yeah.
It is Jesus and Jesus alone you want to see in each of his services.
Yeah.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Almighty and ever living Father, we pray that you save souls, O Lord.
Yeah.
In this meeting, Heavenly Father, may you baptize souls with Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
In this meeting, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Almighty and ever living Father, help the old, help the young, help the teenagers, help the youth, O Lord our God, help men and women. Oh, Lord God of glory, have your way, Father.
Amen.
Glorify your name, O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Amen.
Those that are on their way coming this morning, grant them journey, Master, Heavenly Father. Glorify your name, O Lord.
Amen.
Help our brothers and sisters who are busy doing one thing or the other. May you strengthen them, O Lord.
Amen.
Be with those that are cooking. May you protect them, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Thank you, our Lord.
Thank
help
you.
Interpreters too. May they flow in the spirit of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
With the preachers, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
And Lord, may you condition our hearts, Heavenly Father, that Lord, as your word go forth, O Lord, it will register in our heart, O Lord. May the great Holy Spirit direct your word into the appropriate heart of your sons and your daughters, O Lord our God.
Amen.
Let it be so, Lord.
Amen.
Every sickness, may they find their way out.
Amen.
Every disease, every affliction, every infirmity, may they find their way out, O Lord. Anoint our heart with faith to believe you, O Lord our God.
Amen.
Thank you, our Master.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your name forevermore.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's listen to this announcement. Important announcement. This is to bring the following to the notice of the delegates in this campground. One, all delegates must ensure that they are registered with the registration department. Delegates who slept in the halls where they were not allocated will not be allowed to sleep in such halls today. This is because those rooms where they slept have been allocated to some people who have not arrived. No delegate should be in the halls of residence when the services are in progress. The camp security outfit will not condone such practices for security reasons. Thank you for your usual cooperation. Ramoses Oladimeji. Another announcement. One, morning food will be ready by 7:30 a.m. The servers will be there by 8. The service will be there till 8:30 a.m.
I want to my phone alone. Who I met it? Two.
Morning service is 9:30 sitting time.
I go mess on a bonnie. I want to call it. Let my mura select.
God bless you. We go out now as we sing this song. I believe, yes, Lord, I believe. Yes, Lord, I believe. It is well with me. In the name of Jesus, I believe. Yes, Lord. Thank you.